Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply hide and seek. Hide and seek. We've all played the popular game as children of hide and seek. It's when one of your friends would close their eyes and count, and while they had their eyes closed and were counting, you would find a safe place to hide. Well, when they finished counting, they would come and look for you, and if they found you before you could make it to base, then you were the one that had to count and close your eyes while they hid. Hide and seek was a fundamental part of our childhood, and it's a fundamental part of business, because in business we've got to know what to hide from as well as what to seek in order to excel in advance. You'd be surprised how many business professionals just don't know the business version of hide and seek. This lesson is so significant that we've divided it into two parts for your convenience. Today, all we're going to talk about is the hide, not the seek. We're going to outline the four key components that we should all hide from in business in order to become the best we can possibly be. That's going to be comprised in our HIDE acronym. The H reminds us that we should hide from hate. Yes, my friends and neighbors, hate should never find us. Now, you may be thinking, listen, I'm not a hateful person. I don't hate anybody. Well, we're going to define what hate actually is. And anytime you're in environments with intense criticism or condemnation or complaining about other individuals, you're in an environment that could be perceived as a hateful one. And in business, my friends and neighbors, love should abound. Love is one of the most underrated and underestimated components of all business. However, it's what drives us to our favorite places to go. Why do you go to your favorite restaurant? It's because of how they treat you. Yes, the food is good, but they remember your name. They remember your order. They remember the things that you like. They may even ask you about some of the things that are unique to you, maybe your family or other business you own or run. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we are drawn to people who love us, who treat us well, who make us feel special. We're turned off by anyone that shows us any example or any way of hate of any kind. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, never to allow anything to divide, never allow anything to harm or hurt just because of what a person's views might be. See, in business, we ask the question, how do we hide from hate? Very simple. We simply avoid hate speech, we avoid hateful actions, and we avoid hateful attitudes. And when I say avoiding hateful speech, this includes entertaining the hateful conversations of others. Remember, there are no innocent bystanders when hate speech is spewed. If someone is a Republican and you are a Democrat, if someone is from the United States and you're from another country, there is no reason for us to have such a vicious attitude towards one another that we begin to exhibit the actions of hate. No, my friends and neighbors, love must abound in business. So I challenge you, my friends, to do all you can to hide from hatred. Don't let it find you, my friends and neighbors, because that's not a pleasant experience. On the contrary, allow love to abound. Be known as the person that loves everybody, the person that respects and treats everyone well, that's always kind, that's always upbeat, that is always accepting and including everyone around them, because business is one of the most inclusive components or aspects of all the facets of life. That I, in our HIDE acronym, reminds us that we must also hide from insecurity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, insecurity should never find us. All too often it does. We should never reject ourselves. Yes, my friends and neighbors, insecurity is simply the practice of rejecting oneself. It's not rejecting an ideology or philosophy. It's feeling like we, you, I, are not good enough. And my friends and neighbors, that's the furthest thing from the truth. We are all good enough. Yes, my friends, we may not all drive the same types of cars or live in the same types of houses or wear the same types of clothing. We may not have all had the same types of education. None of those things are relevant in business because in business, no matter where we come from, we can be good enough. Ray Kroc is the founder of McDonald's, and he only has a high school education. Colonel Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, he doesn't even have that. There are so many people, my friends and neighbors, who have excelled in this life because they worked really hard to appreciate who they are. Do you appreciate who you are today, my friends? Are you excited about who you are? I always say that if you don't neglect yourself, if we're clean and we are well kept, then whatever we present to the world is good enough. I'm oftentimes intrigued when I see different people on television because TV has created a standard. It's created a standard that says how we should act. It's also created a standard that says how we should look. There's a guy on television who has a gap between his teeth. His name is Michael Strahan, and he's never attempted to correct it or fix it, and I applaud that. He says, hey, you know what? I'm happy just the way I am. There's another guy. His name is Simon Cowell. He was on American Idol and on these different game shows and such, or talent shows, and he's coarse. He's crass. He's a little blunt, but he means what he says, and he's never changed his attitude, no matter how much people don't like it. He only tries to tell it like it is. And my friends and neighbors, no matter who you are, no matter where you've come from, no matter what your background, be excited about your origin. Be excited about what you've got to offer the world, because we all can offer something that's unique. And yes, my friends and neighbors, that D in our HIDE acronym reminds us that distractions should never find us. Yes, my friends, indecisiveness should never find us. We should hide from everything that causes us to get off of our mission, the things that keep us from doing the work at hand. Have you ever started a task, then another one came up, and then another one came up, and then another one came up, and by the time you knew it, you started 5 or 6 different tasks and hadn't completed any one? Yes, my friends, that means that simply distraction found you in the game of hide and seek. I often say one of the biggest threats to success are distractions, and most people like to be regarded as multitaskers, when in reality, we can only do one significant thing at a time. We cannot engage in 2 completely different conversations simultaneously. We cannot prepare 2 significantly different presentations at the same time. Our process is we start, we focus, we finish, we transition to the next task. Then we start, focus, and finish. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to at all costs avoid distractions and do one thing at a time. The final one we should hide from, our friends, that E in our HIDE acronym reminds us of the importance of hiding from excuses. Excuses should never find us. You know why, my friends and neighbors? Because we should always do our best, but we live in a society where excuses are commonplace. Their excuses seem to be winning the game of hide and seek. Don't let excuses find you, my friend. How do we avoid it? How do we effectively hide from excuses? 3 key components. First, we should always do our best. Easiest way to avoid excuses is always do our best. Second, be true to our commitments. If we say it, let's work to do it. If we attempt it, let's work to give it our best effort and make sure that we can do what we've said. And finally, be satisfied with the results we produce. Whatever comes out of our best efforts, my friends, is good enough. It's good enough, and it's no reason to make an excuse when we did our very best all the time. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.